heading back to our conversation on Labour's threats to shut down the economy indefinitely without notice. Should we start buying fuel for more than 700 net worth, for more than 617? Especially here in Lagos and other parts of the country as well. They are threatening. Joe Ajaero, TUC, Osifo are saying that, look, there is no basis, no justification for the fuel to be increased from 617 to 700, because the other day the marketers came out to say that, look, dollar has gone up, naira has gone down, so it means that we'll have to pay more to buy this fuel. If we're paying more to buy this fuel, it also means that you have to pay more to buy it at the pump. That's what the independent marketers are saying. The federal government, in a way, responded to this by having the acting central bank governor, Mr. Shonubi, to come through with the... He didn't exactly disclose the plans of Bola Tinubu, the president, but then he said that instructions have been received from the president on steps to be taken. And he also, you know, in his speech, warned speculators, because according to him, they are the ones that are pushing dollar and naira far apart again. There are many questions. There are many angles to look at this from, right? So, the independent marketers, we said that Nigerians, in this case, said that fuel subsidy should go, right? Good. It means that even before that decision was taken, the PIA was passed. Inside the PIA, fuel subsidy had to go. Then we deregulated the downstream, which means other players would have to come in. If other players come in, that essentially means other players will have to go to the market to go and buy fuel. In fact, we had the first independent marketer who brought in fuel the other day, and we brought you that report here on Nigeria Info. So yeah, independent people are now going to go and buy fuel for us to buy. If you are a businessman and the resources that you need to bring goods in, you are paying more to get the goods in through the resources that you need, would you sell at the old price, or you consider your bottom line? Now, that's what independent marketers are saying, but Labour is not having it. Labour is not even dealing with independent market. Labour is dealing with the government straight. That government needs to make sure that this price of petrol does not go beyond the second increase that we had. Can the government help it? Can the government stop it? I seriously doubt it. Because that will mean that we're going back to subsidizing fuel. We're going back to saying, okay, so independent marketers, so whatever, just go and buy the fuel, whatever it will take to maintain the old price, we are going to reimburse you. That's what it means. And by the way, you can watch me on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. That's on Facebook and YouTube. You can let me know what you think, right? Essentially, that is what Labour indirectly is saying. Two things would happen. Independent marketers will not bring in fuel because of the threat of Labour. If they don't bring in fuel, NNPC may or may not bring in fuel. If NNPC brings in fuel, then they will have to sell at a loss in trying to make sure that NLC does not go on strike, which also means that there will be fuel scarcity, because NNPC obviously apparently cannot independently import the fuel that we can use in this country for that long without crying out loud that they need help. So what should happen in this case? The market forces are saying naira is 920, 950 at most. Importers are saying if we have to pay this much to buy this product, then Nigerians have to pay more to buy this product. NLC is saying if you do that, we'll shut down this country. If you're a petroleum importer, for instance, would you still go to the market to go and bring it in? If they don't go to the market to bring it in, the company, the country is at standstill regardless. So what then happens? What then happens? 0700 993 993 993 and 01465 7190. If NMPC, if NLC and TUC are indirectly saying subsidize fuel, let them come out and say subsidize fuel. Let it remain at 578, 615. If that's not the case, then the fair marketers can either go to the market or not. If they don't go to the market, we all suffer for it. Let me hear your thought this morning. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Morning.
How was the night?
It was okay, thank you.
Yes, I must tell you, Sheriff, I'm not really comfortable with your presentation, with the way you are talking about this issue. You're talking about this issue as if you are not in Nigeria. Why is it that always you come and want to be on the side? Are you not in Nigeria? Are you not feeling what is going on?
What do you think? Talk to me.
Are you trying to tell Nigerians to always cope with whatever the government is forcing into our throat?
I'm asking you, what do you think now? What do you think?
I'm angry. I don't even want you. But the way you are bringing up this thing is like you are telling the labor, the NLC, not to even do anything. To go and just go and sit down and let Nigeria be controlling whatever the federal government is forcing into our throat. Mm.
Unfortunately, I can't tell NLC to do anything, right? What I have done is to give you the picture of what is on the ground. The picture of what is on the ground is what I have just told you. You can accept it. You may disagree with it. That's why I asked you, what do you think? And apparently you don't have any. Apparently. Mm. Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you.
How was your night?
It was okay, thank you.
Uncle Jimmy, welcome. Oh. Thank you for the analysis this morning. Mm. God bless two of you. Mm. See, as a market woman, the NSC, they should shut this country down. That fuel must not go on increase again.
Okay.
They want to kill us, Abi. Let them shut it down. And if they refuse to shut it down, the Almighty God will not forgive them. Thank you.
Thank you, too, for calling me. It says, she said NFC should stick to their guns, that there's no increase at all. Let's take another call. Good morning to you. Okay, so I'm going to hang up on this one. Let's take another one here. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Sherry.
Good morning to you.
I'm so angry.
Mm.
I am so, so angry, Sheriff. Mm. I'm a mother.
Okay.
And a market woman, like the last woman that just called.
Mm.
You buy stuff, say at 10,000, and you sell averagely 11,500 or 12,000. The next 5 days, you go back.
Mm.
You are buying it at 18,000. Sheriff, are you making profit?
Mm. Mm.
Or is that shop going to close down? Our husbands are out of job. And we're trying to make ends meet, Sheriff. My question is, I am not an expert. I'm just an ordinary market woman and a Nigerian mother.
Mm.
My question is, if me is not very, very, very educated like them, that are stealing our money, why can't they think? Now they are saying they are buying petrol that God has blessed us with in this land at a high rate. Mm. My question is, this crude is in our ground. The people that are refining locally are crying for government to do certain things, because I watch the news too. Mm. Do certain things to help them produce this thing here.
Mm-hmm.
That they are ready to produce it here, supply us Nigerians to use. Why are we not refining here?
Mm.
Why can't we have refineries in every state that produces oil?
Mm.
Why can't we do that, is my question. And I don't know who will answer that, Sheriff.
Yeah.
Is it impossible?
We have been asking that question for like ever. every time the government or any government of Nigeria tries to fix this refinery, what you hear, madam, is they are doing turnaround maintenance. They are doing, we spend billions of naira doing turnaround maintenance that will result in next to nothing. In another 3-4 years, we'll go back to go and do the same turnaround maintenance.
So, Sheriff, my question is, who is fooling who now? Huh. Should we believe the government? Should we believe the marketer? It means that they are cheating us. They are cheating us. Modular refineries are there. We can replicate this in all the states.
Mm-hmm.
Make crude very easy for them to get. You are frustrating them. And you say Nigerians should endure? We should see reasons with you? Are we animals? We have brains, we can think.
Mm.
Even if we did not go to Harvard, we can think, cherries.
Mm-hmm.
Modular refineries, I'm an ordinary woman that is thinking like this. Hey, look at me raising my voice very early in the morning.
Yeah, sorry.
Modular refineries can be replicated all round.
Mm.
We have the raw material. God has blessed us and
they don't,
us
and they don't cost much. They don't cost much to put up.
Doesn't cost much. Open up these refineries closer to the people. Like that, the man on television,
mm-hmm.
that we can do this around. I think either Bayelsa or so. He was explaining.
Mm-hmm.
We supply to Bayelsa. If you can do that in Lagos, let them do and supply to people in Lagos. Even cut off the cost of transportation, cost of security, cost of so many things.
Mm-hmm.
And they are coming to give us whitewash. They are in port. The dollar is like this. It's the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Lies. It's insincerity. That's how I see it personally. Insincerity everywhere.
Mm.
They're not telling us the truth. I think there's an invisible hand somewhere controlling them,
yeah.
not to look the right way.
Mm.
We have brains, Sheriff.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing your thought. Appreciate it. It's much appreciated. Yeah. Good conversation. Ade Akim from Ogba says, you will need a simultaneous equation to solve problems with two variables. Even at that, you have to keep one constant. You have to keep one constant to solve the equation and come back and solve the other. Forex is a variable and the cost of crude oil is another. Both are out of our control. Good conversation. Oh, yeah. Like, getting somewhere. All right, thank you. What's your name again? Ade Akim, thank you so much. I appreciate that input. Thank you. Good morning to you. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, my brother.
Yes, sir.
My name is Ike from Fortlife.
Welcome.
I don't understand this kind of labor.
Why?
I used to know of labor when Oshomole was in charge of labor.
Hmm.
But since Oshomole left office, I have never seen a labor president who knows his unions.
Okay,
I'm starting to be corrected. Because each time, it's like they are gambling with Nigerians. They were gambling with Nigerians. They want to strike. How much are you returning fuel back to? Is he going back to 87 Naira? Even if he's going back to, how much do they think that is appropriate for Nigerians? By the way.
Hmm.
So when you're talking about the increase, when they will increase from 560 to 720, 560 are still high for Nigerians. We are suffering. So I don't know why. I don't understand this kind of labor. They need to shut down the country for one. Let us fight. Let us do it. I know exactly where this government is going.
Mm.
We have been shortchanged. Honestly, I don't understand what's going on in this country.
Mm.
But I'm so happy enough that the man who they say is a master planner. He knows all. He's in saddle now. Now they are confused. Nothing is going on in this country.
Mm.
Everything is in shambles. Look at how the country is going on.
Mm.
We want him to go and buy a goods. I am a businessman.
Okay.
I buy goods at cost of 750.
Mm-hmm.
Before the goods comes in, the dollar is already 950.
Oh.
What do you want to sell it? I have to go ahead and change. I measure my cost at the cost of 1,000.
Mm.
So that I can able to buy another one. If I don't do it, I'm going out of the business. That is very
Makes sense.
That's my submission. Thank you.
Thank you for your submission. Appreciate it. I've got another message here from Jeffazi in Lagos, I think. And Jeffazi says, unfortunately, at this point, we have very limited time. It says, what is happening, Sheriff, is pure case of unseriousness by the government. Why can't government cut governance expenditure and channel the funds into alleviating the nightmare we're facing? Imagine senators going on enjoyment galore with billions. Yet government is no money. Government said there's no money, you mean? Buying billion naira SUVs. Why is over 200 million Nigerians' intelligence being insulted? That's Jafazi in Lagos here who dropped that. Jafazi, thank you. I'm going to go to Twitter now before we go to our live stream on Facebook, because we have to go there as well and go take some comments. So let's go to Twitter. Let's go take some tweets here this morning. I have this one here, and it says, the CBN is our problem for bad policy destroying our Naira. Let us take the fight to CBN. Let all staff of NNPC be retrenched immediately and see if our refineries won't work. That's Oluwafemi who dropped this here. Oluwafemi, thank you for your thoughts. Monetary policy. Araku of Life says Nigeria is in crisis and still sends its army to fight for another country. Funny country. That's Araku of Life. Nobody has sent any army to fight anywhere. Again, calm down. Nobody has sent any army to fight anywhere. Nigerian military are not prosecuting any assignment in any Niger right now. Okay. I hope that is clear, though. Let me go to our live stream. Let's start. From YouTube, Bleanya says, NLC will threaten action and back out last minute. It's tiring, actually. There is no organization or group that Nigerians can look to for anything. There's always, something is blocking this thing here, so I can't really see what you put here. Let's just say to result in some level of compromise. Let's put it that way. Bleanya, thank you for sharing your thought. Appreciate it. So I'm going to take another one. Let's go to Facebook this time. We'll take two from Facebook this time, and then we'll head back to the telephone. Okay. Atoro's message has gone down. It says, Sheriff, I think at this point we don't know who to believe again, from presidency to local government chairman, about the state of the nation. I'll be glad if you can bring in any strong oil marketer to your program for Nigerians to know the truth. Enough is enough. That's Afolabi Atoro from Fagba who dropped this here. Afolabi, thank you for your thought. Appreciate it. Damilola says, the case of Nigerian government is like the word in the holy book. The heart of Nigerian leaders are desperately wicked. I mean, Lawi, definitely upset. Thank you for sharing your thought. Regardless, appreciate it. Let's go back to telephone now and take one or two calls as we prepare to wrap up our conversation this morning. Good morning to you. We can't hear you, ma'am. We're struggling to hear you.
Good morning. Sorry.
Aha, it's better now. Good morning.
Good morning, Serifo.
Yes, please.
You know what? These Labour people, honestly, I keep saying, why fuel? The head of the number of ministers, they are not talking. The head of the alert, they are not talking. Why fuel? And they know, because this Labour consists of that those people in the oil, Nipengasa. So they know the intrigues there. These people, sometimes they complain that the charges they give them when they went to go to lift is so high. Even charged in dollar and all. Sheriff, the thing was removed on the 29th of May. And the people in NNPC told us that they have some months reserve.
That's right.
It? Okay, Sheriff, when did they buy this one that they are adding on it? When did it arrive? Do you understand? Nothing takes less than 1 month plus or 6 weeks to get into Nigeria to offload and all that. All those bottlenecks.
And distribute,
They've offloaded, Abby. Somebody is not telling us. They should show us their papers. And Labour should be able to act more. You don't keep quiet when somebody is having 45 or 47 number of ministers to do what? And you're just keeping quiet, waiting for fuel money to increase. It makes them so, unserious. We should not be just talking of fuel money. All this money is okay. We've been selling crude. Where is the currency? Where is the foreign dollar that we've been getting from crude? Since these people came in, that they've not been giving back money. The other day, I told you that a banker told me they don't receive any money from CNA.
Yes, you mentioned that, yeah.
I told you. So where is the money? They should not fool us. And we have people that are feeding their families when they go to the market every day. So when they call this strike, they give them money, they go. These people need to do their daily things, do their own barrel pushing to eat. They should not start. They should just nip these things in the bud before it starts getting to every Nigerian. Good morning.
Thank you. 8:23 right now.
Let me take one or two. Let me take one or two messages. So this thing does not cut me off. Huh? This person says, God bless Uncle Jimmy for his analysis. Sheriff Labour is insulting Nigerians. They are two-faced sword. Can't be trusted. Must they wait for the price of fuel to hit 700 naira before they shut down this country? Nigerians are suffering, dying of hunger, yet they refuse to do the right thing. St. Francis from Ago Palace, who drove that. St. Francis, thank you for sharing that. I appreciate. Sheriff, I think the governors should at this point support local refinery. Government, you mean? Support local refinery, refining. Help them with what will improve the product to the standards and test it before recommending it for use. Udwak, thank you. Lagos, I have to go now. I really must go. I wish we had time to discuss this some more. I can see all my lines are buzzing, but we can't go beyond this point. Thank you all for being a part of it. When we return from the break, sports guys, Femi and the gang will be in here for the live commentary of Sweden-Spain semi-final match at the Women World Cup. I'm Sheriff Quadri. I'll be on radio again tomorrow morning at 5. Bye for now.